Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Matheson back on the show. Rick is a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of On Demand Brand, 10 Rules for Digital Marketing Success in Any Time, Anywhere in the World. He is Creative Director and Vice President for Creative Eye Advertising and Interactive Media. He's one of the top social media and new media marketing experts on the planet. He's our good friend, Rick Matheson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back. You know, Rick, one of the things that every business, not just small businesses, because big businesses are maybe, in fact, some ways, big businesses are having a tougher time with this than anything, is understanding how the way we connect with customers is changing, and how customers are now in control, and they have new expectations, and those expectations don't always involve traditional marketing and advertising, do they?
That's correct, Jim. You said it great a moment ago. There's so many new forms of media out there that it really gets broken down into owned media, earned media, and paid media.
Yeah.
Different ways to capitalize on each.
Right, and so the paid media and the owned media are the two that kind of fit in the old way, right? Because the owned media or the paid media is advertising, right? Marketing,
right.
Those kinds of things. Those are traditional. The owned media, to me, is like brochures and your collateral material. What do you think?
Well, owned media can be these new digital channels as well.
I mean,
brands are becoming content creators, their own media in their own form.
The new media. And then, of course, earned media, that's the holy grail, isn't it?
Yes, when others can do the promotions for you with sweat equity, your own sweat equity, as opposed to putting dollars out, definitely a bonus for small business and businesses of every size.
Yeah, sure. It's word of mouth on steroids, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you like to talk about what you call three key small business marketing trends for the new year, and it revolves around the new, mostly owned, not so much paid media, right?
That's right. I mean, this year, 2013 was all about sort of social media as we've known it. 2014 is going to be more about social mobile video. There's kind of three overlapping trends that are going to drive the world of digital marketing, especially for small businesses in the year ahead.
Right. So social, and you know, one of the things that I say in my new book, Rick, is that that mobile computing was not any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. What do you think about that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, Jim, the desktop internet is slowly going away. More and more of us use the web via our mobile devices.
This year it was reported that more tablets were sold than PCs.
Yes. If you think about it, for the vast majority of everyday consumers, there really is no need to have what we've traditionally called a desktop or a laptop computer.
If you're not producing something, if you're not working, like I use my laptop to create things like you do, Rick, if you're not making something, if you're not cranking out content or production or whatever, then you don't need a PC.
Exactly. So this is just a trend that's going to pick up steam in the year ahead, and so as a result, brands, small and large, have to look at the best ways to capitalize on that dynamic.
Right. But at the heart of this, Rick, is the customer expectation, right? And their expectations are what they have the ability to do, aren't they?
Yes, I mean, consumers want to be able to, they feel that they own your brand, and in a certain respect, they do, in a social universe where they can comment on and sort of position you or shape your company, you know, sometimes out of your control. They have certain expectations about the types of experiences they're going to have with your brand and around your brand.
I call them they're your new co-owners.
Yes, very good way to put it, definitely.
Because they are, aren't they? And some of them who co-own your brand, you don't even know they exist.
Right. You don't know them on a first-name basis.
That's right. Hey, Rick, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about this some more, folks, with our good friend Rick Matheson. His book is called The On-Demand Brand. Rick Matheson, M-A-T-H-I-E-S-O-N. Rick, give us your website, please.
Sure, it's imatheson.com, imatheson.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.